Michigan's political maps are on trial in a federal courtroom in Detroit. On Tuesday, a three-judge panel began hearing arguments for and against these maps. Democrats and the League of Women Voters took the maps to court. They claim the 2011 redrawing was an all-out GOP gerrymander, and they're challenging 34 legislative districts. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is here with us. Sarah, just how did Democrats and the League present this case? How do they support their claim of gerrymandering?
Well, it seems like they're going to go about it in kind of one of two main ways. The first is they're going to look at sort of quantitatively what the gerrymander or what they claim is the represents the gerrymander, which is that they're going to get political scientists who crunch numbers on this type of things and use various kinds of metrics to kind of prove in one way or another, various complicated ways, how gerrymandered the districts or some of the districts are. And one of their first witnesses was a political scientist from George Washington University who did just that. The second way, it seems, primarily is probably won't be that explosive in court, but it's kind of explosive on its own, which is going to be these emails that they've gotten a hold of between various Republican operatives and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and folks who were responsible for the redistricting in the legislature. And those emails, they purport that they show that this was a very deliberate gerrymander and what they called a sort of secretive, intense effort to actually gerrymander these maps very much in favor of the GOP after they made some pretty big gains in the 2010 elections.
And I think we all remember coverage when those emails were released and there were terms like, you know, keeping all the damn garbage in one
yes.
area.
Stuffing them into one district or two or three districts, correct, yes.
Now, who are the Republican defendants and what is their argument?
Okay, so the Republican defendants are basically the state Republican legislators, representatives and senators, and also Michigan's congressional delegation, the Republican members of Michigan's congressional delegation, with, I believe, one exception, that being Representative Justin Amash. And basically, they are going about this in a couple ways. The first is that they claim that the Democrats just don't have political geography on their side, which is that, as we referenced before, that email about stuffing, you know, the Democrats into, you know, a handful of districts, maybe in Southeast Michigan and in urban centers throughout the state. Democratic voters do tend to be concentrated in urban areas. So they're saying that Democrats, essentially what one of the lawyers made the argument during opening arguments, have a political geography problem, which is that the maps just naturally don't favor them. And that this is, they're trying to solve essentially their political problems through the courts. Now, the other side would come back and say, well, you know, Democrats have sort of always had this same issue, but we didn't see this big swing in terms of disproportionate number of votes, Republicans getting sort of a much lesser share of votes than their overall dominance in the legislature would imply. But that's the argument that the Republican defendants seem to be making. And then on the other hand, they're also saying, well, they argue, first of all, that the court lacks jurisdiction even to hear the case because the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't yet or perhaps ever will set a constitutional standard for what actually constitutes gerrymandering. And then there are sort of several other claims, such as that the Democrats made some pretty big gains in the last election here in 2018. So if their proportionality problem is so bad, why did they make these gains? So that sort of seems to be the heart of their argument.
Now, there are several ways the court could rule in this, correct?
Yes, from what I understand, there are. First of all, it could just say, you know, either we can't decide this case right now because the Supreme Court hasn't set any kind of standard, or, you know, we just don't agree that the plaintiffs made their case here and there was any kind of gerrymandering. So that would sort of leave things as they are. They could order maps redrawn for some districts, but maybe not for others. But that sort of raises the question of, How do you redraw some legislative districts without affecting the other districts? Or then they could flat out agree with the plaintiffs here and order that all the maps be redrawn. But this is sort of gets to a little point of confusion here, which is that Michigan is actually going to be doing things differently after the next census here. And so redistricting is going to be done by a nonpartisan citizen commission, so, you know, they could just punt on it and wait till then. So there are several ways this could go.
And I know it could be, it certainly is something to watch for people in the Michigan Senate, because they're not supposed to stand for election until 2022, correct?
Correct. And there's a really interesting twist here, which is that one of the original defendants was Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, and she was a Republican. She's since been replaced by Jocelyn Benson, who's a Democrat. And Benson is not actively defending the case. She does have a lawyer representing her there in court, but she's essentially said she agrees that the maps were drawn so blatantly to favor Republicans that it was illegal, and she's not going to actively be defending the case. However, she does agree with the defendants on one point, which is that she doesn't want the state Senate districts to be redrawn before the 2020 election, because essentially that would be, they would have to hold a special election in 2020 for that. And she argues overall that would be just too disruptive to the state elections process. So she does agree with the other defendants on that one sole point.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Cindy.